Nisham Alechem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus Rabbi Marini Marasi and the schus Abba Shalmit Basilana Esther. Discussing Shaila that was brought to the Beis Din about a heter cheirim de Rabbeinu Gershon after they've been separated for a long time. And the story is like this. There's a woman who was born in England. She converted in the year 1990. A year later, she got married. She had two children. They lived in Eretz Yisrael for 3 years, this couple. And then they went to live in England. After 2 years, the woman said, "I'm not coming back to Eretz Yisrael." So the husband came without her. And from 1996, in other words, this tshuva is being written in 2008. From 1996, so it's already been 12 years, they're living separately. The husband is living in Eretz Yisrael and the woman's living in England. So the woman, after they separated, turned to the courts and she wanted to get a civil divorce. And the courts ruled, the secular court, that they should get divorced, that's what she wants and that's what she should get. And the children were given to the mother. And now the husband doesn't just want a civil divorce, the husband wants a real divorce. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So the Beis Din told the woman to contact the Beis Din in London, who will judge the Tvi of the Baal for Gerushin, and the Beis Din will organize the get, will arrange the get, and the woman refuses. And then afterwards, it was decided that this woman must be Mishatefet Pe'ula. She must follow orders with regard to arranging a get, and otherwise the husband's going to get a heter to get and have another wife. And this was mailed to the woman in Dor Rashum, making sure it gets to her. And she didn't relate to that either. And she told him, I'm not taking part in this. I'm not letting you give me a get. So this is all what the husband says. We don't know what the woman's saying because she's just ignoring everybody. So the question is, can we be matir cherem derbeinu gershon in such an instance? And we have proof that, in other words, can he take another wife? And we have proof that they were really divorced in the secular courts, because it's brought down in the Chubis. We see in Otzer Aposkim and Simon Aleph, Sifkat and Samach Gimel, Os Tes. He brings from a number of Poskim to rely on documents from the courts, secular courts, with regard to Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. And so wrote Rav Korelitz, Shlomo Korelitz, in the Sefer HaTeres Shlomo, Chelik Beis and Simon Beis. So the primary topic, and this is based on the Sefer HaTeres Devorah, the primary topic that we have to mevarer is Ma Mashma'ut She'ish L'Tet L'Gerushin Ba'al Ka'ot. How much significance should we give to a civil divorce? So Maharana Rav Kook Zatzal discusses this in his Tshuvas Ezra's Cohen and Siman Dalet. He writes as follows: Mitzuraf mashikvar nizgar shai de'arkos, v'hinei lo mebayim nizgar shai de'arkos b'rutzoino, yish lomar de'legabei b'dil acherim, v'get ba'al korchach dami l'mishi nizgar shem. Kidin b'rutzona v'nizdamin get po psul baget. The Kaimalan, Basimin Kofiotes, the Yachalakh Ligarsha Balkorcha, שלמה דואדינג שנסגר שבר כוח שהקופונים גילצה דייטה שחפצה בגירושין. וגם אם נסגר שבר כוח ובכוחוס, בר כוח, יש למה דו מקום מקום כבן תהיה עבריאניס, והמכשר מוכן ללינס לבר כוח פלמס מלכוס. יש למה דו חייגבנו לו גוזה, רבנו גרשם. So he says like this. It's pashut that if she willingly was divorced in the courts, that there's, we can say that with regard to being mevatel the cherem, it would be like someone who is misgareshes kedin. Let's say a woman goes to court and she willingly gets divorced to a Jewish court. And she willingly gets divorced and they find the psul in the get and then she says, no, I don't want to get divorced. There's also a chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershom not to divorce a woman b'al korcha. Not only not to take two wives, but not to forcibly divorce a woman. But if she was divorced, and there was a psul in the get, and then she changes her mind. She doesn't want to be divorced anymore, so it says in Kufiyotes that you can divorce her against her will. So the same would apply if she was divorced in a secular court. She showed that she wanted to get divorced. And I can divorce her against her will. And even if she didn't want to get divorced, but she's an avarianis, because she can get divorced, the courts are letting her get a divorce, and she refuses to. So she's trying to fight against the courts. So if she was forcibly divorced in the court, and then she says she's not receiving a get, also you can give her against her will. Basically, what Rav Kook is saying is that when it comes to the chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershom of divorce, which you can also apply to taking a second wife, we would say that if she got divorced in the secular courts, there's no more chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershom. That's it. You can divorce her against her will, and you can take a second wife. And so the Rishon Letzion, Rav Tzion Meir Chai Uziel, and the Sefer Mishpatei Uziel, and Chelek Evin Ezer, and Simon Zayin, which is cited in the Yotzer HaPoskim, and Simon Aleph, Sif Katan Ayin Gimel, Os Chavav, he establishes that we can be Matir the Chaim Derbeinu Gershon after a civil divorce. And he writes as follows. It's a little bit of a long quote. Ramazal Pasak Ishishan is Gashi Midati Vinutsubsu Baget Yochalaka Shechakach Bal Karcha. That's the Ramah we referred to before. That if a woman got divorced against her will, and there's a psul in the get, he can divorce her afterwards against her will. The first time was Midaita. A woman who was divorced, Midaita, she wanted to get divorced. And then afterwards, after the psul in the get, she changes her mind. No, you can now force a divorce on her. Her pichadish katsav dev shabaf im nimtsa psul d'oraisa sov ramash adin ken. You know, there's a psul d'oraisa, the din is like that also. Umar nestechem et katsav mishum at simach tzedek, daf de katsav aparach b'derech efshir. So the pichadish writes b'derech efshir. Efshir baf im nimtsa psul d'oraisa, the Ramah holds like this. So he writes b'derech efshir. Mustavar loymar adal ki yotze b'zeh loti ken agon, kumash katsav apoisim akamani dan b'cherim zeh. So Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't attacking in such a case, but there was a psul in the get, even a psul d'oraisa. So he could divorce her Baal Korach afterwards. Ukamashi kasa b'sefer mudeyesh deken roi lahoros v'haget shu pasul m'daraisu v'hener lechaspa v'yam ukamanda lesi dam v'chotus kasa v'armat yoch l'garsha Baal Korcha Mishum de Pikagon, Zelotikin Rabbeinu Gershom Maragola, Bachim Stab, the Benim, Nomer Shechem Derby Yashin Naslot of Us Mishum Ktata, Omishum Tikin Olam, Bagonza Shiatz Murts to Midaita, the Kibla Get, הרי מעשה המוכיחים שאין הרוץ עלה לא שוב עוד לבילה, ואין כאן עוד חשש כתתה, ולא תיגן העולם. ומסתבר שהוא הדין ליסה איש אחר עליה, תשתי תקנוס אחסי. So, it makes sense. The Rama says, even if it's the get is puzzle, it's chaspa ba'alma. And the Rama says, if it's chaspa ba'alma, even though the get is nothing, it's just a piece of earthenware because it's puzzle, still, the Rama says, that there's no cherem derbenu gershim in such a situation. So, if you say that the Chaim Darbenu Gershon with the Tovasa, Mishum Ktato, Mishum Tikkun Olam, trying to help the woman so she shouldn't have to get divorced, but if she wants it, then she gets it. We're not worried anymore about Ktata, about them fighting afterwards. And we're not worried anymore about Tikkun Olam, to be attacking Olam that the woman shouldn't be divorced against her will to help the woman. No. Because she wanted it. She wanted it, she gets it. And it's Mistabri says that the same applies to marrying a second wife. So you can divorce her against her will if the first time it was puzzle, and he can also take a second wife. And this also applies to Rav Uziel is talking about after a civil divorce. After a civil divorce, he can divorce her against her will. And even according to Mara Mintz, who says that the woman knew about the psul of the get, and he can't be Megarish or Bal Korcha, she knew the get was pasul, and now he wants to make a kosher one. Now you can't. It's mistaken that this was only said that he can't divorce her against her will when she says she wants to return to her husband. So if she knew the get was puzzle, and then he wants to give force to get, he can't force it because he knew it was because she doesn't want to be divorced. So we have the Techeim Derbeinu Gershom to help out the woman. But if she's moredes, she's rebelling, she just wants to torture him, as women are wont to do sometimes, and men also, unfortunately, in our world, in our crazy world. So that we're not going to let her do. We're not going to let her stump torture her husband. She's mored esbo. She wants to be magen as baila. Therefore, sheisha lo chasha l'din Torah. In our case, the woman doesn't care about din Torah. She goes to the secular courts. She gets her secular divorce, and now you can force upon her a get kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. L'chein nira l'ni yustait ishem mitzvah leinu latiro me'yigun. And therefore, it would appear that... it's a mitzvah to permit such a woman from her state of being an aguna. And we're going to allow him to marry another woman. We're going to permit him from being an aguna, a man, an agun. A man's not going to be, we're not going to force him to remain single. Ulam gam zos chov aleinu lidl like the kanasel shal ish zu, shem atashuv bos mechar yam mitirtza lakabo get mi baila, kdei lahati latzma lama midin Torah. What about the woman? Maybe one day she'll want to kosher a get. Okay, so make sure the husband writes a get and has it prepared for her, and when she wants it, she gets it. So then he says, in such an instance, I permit him to get married again. If the Gedolei Hora and Eretz Yisrael agree with me, and if you get 100 Rabbanim to sign. And so too in Mishpatei Uziel, and Siman Aleph, and Siman Gimel, Boso Nidon, Hagon, Rabbi Shaul Moshe Zilberman, Hiski Magoin, Rav Ben Zion Meir Chai Uziel, Ubit Sifro of Tshuvas Rav Shal Moshe Simon Pei Gimel, cited in the Mishpatei Uziel Simon Dalet. He writes, Kvar Kasafti B'Tshuvasi Akodemis Shataim Shel Hamal B'Din Zed and Itzgar Shel Beget Pasul and Mishum Dekevish and Isratz Ispam Machas Lizgarish. Paka Mi Bay Lechem Dar Benu Gershom, Nomer Chem Dar Benu Gershom, after she agrees to a divorce. And therefore, she can't change her mind and he can give her a divorce against her will. Moshe In Igros Moshe, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tes Vav, is Mevara. What's the reason the Raman Kuf Tes Kuf Yotes, that if a woman was miscarriages beget pasul afterwards, he can give her a get against her will. And he writes there that you cannot learn from the din of the Rama that if they get divorced in the secular court, he can then forcibly divorce her. You cannot learn this from the Rama. But the Maskanas HaDvarim writes Reb Moshe, Im hi ishtadla lehisgaresh b'arkaos ve'eina rotza lachzor klal lebaila v'gam lo lekabel get yesh makom lomar b'svara v'chaygavno lo gazar hagon. If she tried to get a divorce in the courts, concludes Reb Moshe, and she doesn't want to go back to her husband, she doesn't want to be makabel a get, so here there was no gzeira. Lo tikin ala gashi rotza lios ishto v'lo kishayina rotza. Is that Dakan is only when she wants to be his wife. Now, when she doesn't want to be his wife, here she doesn't want to be his wife, she went to the courts. Avaloshen harosh. Sherabenu Gershon tikin hashvas koch isha le koch ish. Kemo she ishein amotzi al ritzona, kach ishein amiskreshes al ritzona. Mashafra gavne yochol agarish pa kocha kemo she ishein amotzi al ritzona. So, according to the Rosh, that we equate a man and a woman, that's the point of Rabbeinu Gershon, that the woman's power should be like the man. So just like we don't force the man, we're not going to force the woman. But what about her being a meredes? If a woman's a meredes and she won't come back to her husband, so then meir rabbanim were matir. And if she marries somebody else, she has a din of an isha sota, so then the husband gives a get, and when she wants it, she takes it. And we're matir even without 100 rabbanim, if she's going with other men. So he concludes that if you can't get 100 rabbanim, if a woman thinks she's miguresh, she's divorced because she got a secular divorce, a civil divorce, she doesn't want to go back to her husband, she doesn't want to get a get, we can divorce her against her will. We're not going to protest if somebody does that because she's overis al das maybe. And in the male is a lot tough, we allow him to get a divorce regardless of what she wants. So he can divorce against her will, he could take another wife, she's a meredith. So that's the direction we're going in. That in such a case, the woman thinks she's divorced in secular courts, and she is, and she doesn't want to receive a Jewish get, so then we allow the husband to take another wife, preferably with 100 rabbanim. V'agon, Rabbi Avram Atlas was a big gon in Haifa, was a big dayan in gon in Haifa, for the sefer of a parish and the rugged shavuot, that's how we know of him. So he wrote a psak din, which was published in the sefer Shama Shlomo, which is Rav Shlomo Amar, the former chief rabbi, Eretz Yisrael, Sephardi chief rabbi, Chelek Eben Ezra Siman Aleph. He writes, Benidon Didan, שהצדדים התגרשו אזרחית, האישה יצאה ברשות הבעל, ועזבה בהסכמתו. דבר זה מוכיח כי שניהם לא רוצים זה את זה. לא הבעל את האישה, ולא האישה את הבעל, ושניהם בגדר מורדים זה בזה. אם כן, אין כל תקווה שהבעל יחזור אל האישה, ולא שהאישה תחזור אליו. בחי גבני יש לומר, in our case, where the tzadim, the two sides, had a secular divorce, and she left, they don't want each other, they're not going to be married, so they're both kivyocha rebelling against each other, so the male, the woman, is also a meredes, and we could be matir for the husband, the yisur of chemder ben ugersh, and we could take another wife. And Rav Atlas writes at the end of the Psak Din that he should give the shtar, he should be mashlish get leishto, and in this way the basin is holding on to the get, and he should give them a check for the ksuba, and then when she wants, she can pick up the check, she can pick up the get. In the meantime, he can take for himself another wife. And Rav Amar himself was maskim. He writes, "Gamim tomer shalom uila mechilasa baskamasa lahati labal sechem nirgena gershom." Even if you need her askama, here you don't need her askama. Meaning, even if her mechila doesn't work, let's say a woman says she's mochelas, machlokas. If a woman says she's mochel, you could take another wife. There's no chashash ktata here. They're not going to fight, right? Because she agreed. So, but in this case, when the woman won't receive a get, she's rebelling against her husband, and she had a secular divorce. So this is considered like gerushin. So the Rush writes, we want to equate the woman to the man. A very progressive, you know, Mamish 2021, 2022, Gezerah of the Rush. He says that according to the Rush, Rabbeinu Gershom just wanted the woman to be equal to the man, and therefore he said that just like the woman can't have two husbands, the man can't have two wives. The woman can't divorce Baal Korcha. The man can't divorce Baal Korcha. They both have to be equal in that sense, that neither of them can forcibly divorce the other, and the man also can't take another wife. But here they wanted to separate. Since they want to separate, so then he can divorce her against her will. It's only we're trying to help the woman. But here the woman anyway wants to separate. So she's not, for all intents and purposes, she's not married to him anyway. So the kitzur, he is matir, the man to take another wife. And we can also establish this heter and allow him to marry another woman after a secular divorce, a civil divorce, based on what it says in the Psak Din Rabbanim in Chelek Zion on page 111. There's a three Dayanim there, Rav Yitzchak Nisim, who is the Rav Harashi of Medinat Yisrael, a Sfaradi, and Harav Yoshiv, who sat on the Beis Din of the Tziyanim, and Rav Zhulti, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim. And it says there, Kasher Ovrim al HaChomer Shel HaMizdainim Mitkabel HaRoshem Ki B'mekra Denan Lo Nishal Lisha Shum Yachas Chiyuvi Klapei Baala V'lo Kom Olislah Kol Keshel Nafshi Elam V'Einam Mu'unyanet B'Baala B'Tor Shekazeh Klal V'im Kach Rai Ha'Hesper HaYichidi Shesh Latet L'Sirova Shel HaIsha להגיע לידי הסדר סופי של פירוד, הוא לכאורה רק נקמנות גרידה, בבחינת תמות נפשי עם פלישתים. ותולו, אם כי ייתכן שזה נובע מצטברות של מרירות שהיא נוקטת בליבה כלפי בעלה, אך מסיבה זו או אחרת, דבר זה לא משנה עצם העובדה, שהיא בבחינת לא באין עלי, משום שהוא סנוי עליה. ובכל זאת אינה רוצה להיפרד ממנו, אחזתי ולא ארפנו. וניחה לה שהמצב הבלתי נורמלי יימשך לעולמים. ויראו שניהם עד שיסתעבו. Using an interesting lesson. ויש לדון עם תקנת רבנו גרשום מי קורבן. מרור הגולה לא לגרש בניגוד לרצון האישה כוללת גם בקרקצה. He says, in our case, it's pashut revenge. She's taking revenge against her husband. She doesn't want to live with him anyway. Was רבנו גרשום talking about such a case? So before we saw Rav Moshe says that according to the Chuvas HaRosh, we want to equate the man to a woman. And that would mean that just like the man, the woman is only, the man can only, is only divorcing a woman, the Ritzona, so to the woman can only receive a get, the Ritzona. So Rav Moshe says that it's mashma, that he can't be Megarish Baal Korcha. He has to be equal to the woman. Both of them have to be Meratzon. And then Rav Moshe is done, Mitzad Moredes. She's a rebellious wife. ויש לדעת, זה כנס רבנו מגרש אין מור הגולה, לא גרש בניגוד לרצון האישה, כולל גם מקרה כאין זה שאינו רצה להתגרש, לא מתוך כוונה שהוא מצפה לשבוע, ומטעם שאינה יכולה להיפרד מבעל נעוריה, אלא בני שרצונה להחזיק בו כבבני ערובה. מסתברה שלא גם זה תיקן רבנו גרשון. He says, there's no tekan of רבנו גרשון, if she's just taking him hostage. So the lesson he uses, taking him hostage. אלא שקעתי יש לומר, אף אם מניח כאמור לאל, בחי גבנה, לא תיקן רבנו גרשון מורגול, מקום כאן נבל להתי באופן הנאה, יפוץ את דבר והתי בכל גבני. אם לא הו, לא קיימה. So maybe we should be חושש, that if we're Matthew in such a case, she received her civil divorce, then they're going to be matter even when it's not necessary, and then we're going to lose the whole takan of Rabbeinu Gershom. This is discussed by the Marish Dam and Evan Ezrin Simen Kufchav. So that's the Psakdin over there. So we see that they were inclined anyway to be matter the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom if they're separated anyway. And the woman has no kesher to her husband. She's not waiting for him to come back. She just wants out. And the reason she's not getting a divorce is because she wants to take revenge. So there I was talking about a case where they were just separated for a long time. And therefore they said, all right, we don't want to be matir it so easily. But in our case, where she actually got a divorce, she got a civil divorce, and that's it, they're finished. So then we should allow him to take another wife. And this is the maskanas hadvarim. במקרה שבפנינו, מאחר שבני הזוג מתגוררים בנפרד 12 שנה, הבעל גר בארץ, והאישה באנגליה, והאישה יזמה את הליך הגירושין בבית המשפט, וכבר חלפו כ8 שנים מאז שניתן בערכאות פסק דין Sophie Legeroshin. It's been 12 years already they've been separated. They're already civilly divorced. She's not listening in England to get a proper get. She's not willing to participate in the process. So we could be Matir the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon after 100 Rabbanim and then give the get to the Beis Din. Give her, I don't know why this such a woman deserves a ksuba, but give a check for the ksuba, and then if the woman is tover ksuba, so then he's going to come to the Beis Din, take care of it, he can give her the get, he can give her the ksuba, Shalom al Yisrael. So that's a fascinating tshuva, and there are many, many, many more where that came from. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom. Shalom.